Margo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
I'm excited, Ez.
Hey,
ring-a-ding-ding.
Big Kev excited. What's going on?
I'm just laughing about everything. Maybe not that much. But you know what I mean. This is big. I can't even put my words together. It's coming back, Ez. It's coming back. You know what's coming back, Ez?
Tell me.
Here we go.
Countdown was on the TV.
Do yourself the favour.
Oh, we're going to. Countdown is back.
I have never seen it.
30 years after it all finished in 87.
That would be why I've never seen it.
Correct. The ABC classic Countdown will air from September 17. So it is coming back for 13 weeks. They're going to play live, the best performances from each of the 13 years Countdown was on air. 13-part series. That's awesome, Ez.
So have they got a new host, or are they just
replaying the old stuff? But who cares? Replay it, because we'll hear some good tunes. Oh, Ez. Will we want other good tunes? I know there's another one if you like. I'm going to keep going, Ez.
You will anyway. Oh, I love this song.
And then there'll be others that we probably don't want to hear that much, like this guy.
Sitting at home last Sunday morning, me mate Boomerang.
Who's that?
That's ostentatious.
Oh, so let me just ask you this, because I'm not fortunate enough to have ever seen Countdown. What did they do? So Molly Meldrum hosted it, and they got acts to come on live and perform live.
I don't know if they were live. I think they mimed a lot, but
But they were there.
Yeah.
It wasn't like playing music videos or anything.
No, and a lot of the stars of the day, 70s and 80s, used to host the show. So you'd have John Paul Young and James Rain, and a lot of those would come on. If there was a star from overseas, like a Madonna or someone, they would host the show too. So they'd be like co-hosts when they come out, which was great. But, so there you go. It starts September 17. I certainly will be taping it for future use. Oh, yeah. At least I'm excited. You're not.
Yeah, no, it's good. I'm glad. I'll watch it.
Will you?
Yeah,
you'll love it.
It better be all it's cracked up to be. That's all I'm saying.
It will be.
Nah.
Classic Countdown, September 17. I don't mind giving the ABC a plug when they're doing this, and that will be a 13-part series. Love it!
Cargo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
This bloke's been to Bendigo. He loves Bendigo.
I reckon he's been most places, this bloke.
Well,
it's his 25th anniversary tour. The boys from the bush, you know who we're talking about, Lee Kernaghan.
Great man.
G'day, Cogo. G'day, Ez. How are you?
Lee, seriously, you are just an Aussie traveller. Do you ever get home?
Every now and then. But more importantly, how are you two?
Well,
Very well, thank you.
I think it's been 7 years since you've been to Bendigo. How's that?
Well, I hear you've been having a bit of cold weather down your way.
Oh, it's ridiculous, Lee.
I'm coming to warm things up.
Yeah, well, by the time you get here, Lee, it will be warm. You're here in November. We're looking forward to seeing you. Cogo remembers. I wasn't here when you were here last time, but Cogo was, and he's got some fond memories.
Yeah, no, we do, mate. We had a little Coke backstage. We just drank a... It might have been Diet Coke, Lee, I think.
I think it was a little bit stronger than that, mate.
Could have been. Yeah. Could have been. Because you have a few rituals before you start. We won't get into that because that's your own business, but they certainly get you going, don't they?
Whatever it takes to make do a good show, mate.
So what's going to happen at the Alumbra Theatre on the 16th of November then?
Everything. It's an annual general meeting of the Outback Club, and everybody's invited, and we're celebrating the 25th anniversary of the Outback Club and the birth of Boys from the Bush, and so it's a whole bunch of songs from the last 25 years of my career in one big show.
Wow.
Lethal, I saw a little doco the other day. John Williamson was on there. I think John's probably close to 75, and he said he's got no hope of retiring. I reckon you're in the same boat, legend.
Well, I hope so, mate, because there's no doubt about it. I reckon music keeps you younger, and I look at some of my friends, and geez, they look old.
Geez, you're modest.
Is that why you just keep pulling that hat you wear a little bit lower and lower every time?
Well, you got me there. You got me there, Ez, because that hat, that big black Akubra hat, does cover up a lot of mistakes.
Now, Lee Kernaghan, you are here for your 25th anniversary tour of Boys from the Bush. The past 25 years must have been a ride for you.
It was an incredible ride. You know, there's been some high points, some low points. I remember getting banned in Ballarat, banned from every council venue.
Why?
We had a major stage invasion, and we had a song called Skinny Dippin', and some girls were getting, you know, some gear was coming off, and it was a bit of chaos, but I enjoyed it, actually.
You would have.
Yeah.
Good show. You bloody would have. Mate, right around Australia, it must be difficult because you run into so many people, Lee Kernaghan, and you know, and you're just such a terrific guy when it comes to, there's no egos or modesty about you except what you said before. But, mate, how are you enjoying getting back to these places, and what's your memory like when you see people?
Pretty good. You know, although sometimes it can be blurry depending on, you know, what I was up to the night that I met that particular person. But all in all, great. I'm also picking up a lot of good ideas for songs for the next album, and often it just comes from a conversation with people and a turn of phrase, and you think, bang, that's a great idea. I'll write a song about that.
Yeah.
The Kernaghan family, synonymous with country music, mate. How is the family?
Really good, mate. You know, I'll be celebrating my 20th anniversary with Robbie, my wife, later on this month. And we've got two, you know, great boys, Jet. He's on his Earl plates now.
That's scary.
Yeah, you get to spend a bit of time, with him in the car and that, and have a few good yarns, so it's great. And my young son, Rock, he runs this website called tinnybashing.com, and it's kids on boats, you know, on tinnies.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going ballistic.
Are they the ones that go really fast and then tilt it up and do all sorts of tricks and stuff with it?
All that really dangerous
stuff. I saw them at the Gold Coast over Christmas, and I thought, you idiots.
They call them tinny rats, and unfortunately my son is the king tinny rat.
Oh, that's a worry.
It's a concern. Mate, we're going to take a quick break. Going to come back with you shortly, and you have a quiz for Lee, which you're going to like, by the way, mate. This is to see what, you know, it's you versus a lady half your age.
Bring it on,
well,
Lee.
Righto, mate. Well, I'm a bit of tense up then.
The legendary Lee Kernaghan joins us, Lee, again. It's Coggo and Ez. We've got a little quiz, but let's tell everyone why we're here to talk to Lee about.
Well, Lee, you're going to be here in November at the Alumbra Theatre. It's your 25th anniversary tour, Boys from the Bush. You must be pumped.
Yeah, I'm pumped and stoked to be. It's getting towards the end of the tour, I suppose, by the time we get to Bendigo. So if we haven't got it right by the time we get to Alumbra Theatre, I'm never going to get it right.
You're in trouble, mate. Hey, we're going to play a little quiz with you now. This is all to do with artists, and we made them mostly country music.
Well, this is the thing, okay. Lee. I've got issues because I'm a big country music fan, and I tell you what, the country music industry cops it. I mean, you're at the pinnacle of it, visiting Tamworth, etc. But if you're a country music fan just in everyday life, you get sledged, let's be honest. You do.
But I don't know. You know what they say, if you play a country song backwards, you know, you get your wife back, you get your dog back, and you go to jail, you know.
Well, I'm loud and proud, and I know you are too, Lee. So we're going to play a game. Coggo, I can't see his screen.
He's got a
list of country music songs, and we need to pick the artist because you reckon you know all the boys from the bush, but I reckon I know them too.
Yeah, it's got the girls in here too, Lee. Righto.
Just yell out who it is.
Right. Here we go. Lee, yell out your name if you think you know it is.
The name or the artist?
No, your name.
Okay.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3.
It's got to be Casey.
Casey,
oh,
I know Casey too. All right,
yeah.
Next.
You knew that one, did you?
Sorry,
great song.
I love it.
Great song. Okay, here we go. This is the second one, mate. Here we go.
Oh, it's the king.
Slim Dusty.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he's the king. We miss Slim, don't we, mate?
We sure do, mate.
Yeah. All right, this is number 3. Here we go. Who's that?
Troy Cassidaly.
Oh,
is it?
Absolutely it is, yeah.
I didn't hear it my end, but, I'll give that one to you.
Yeah, right. And the final one too, mate, that you may remember. Here we go. This is one for Ez. Here we go. Hear that, mate?
Genesee Riley.
Oh, the old Harper Valley PTA, eh?
Keep playing it. It sounds good.
Great song. Hey, Lee, thanks for joining us. It's been fantastic to have you on the radio. And when you do come, I know is when Lee does come in November that he's a great man and we'll be able to catch up and have that Coke with you, mate.
Yeah, mate, it might be Fireball.
Fireball. Sounds like a plan, Lee. And, hey, we'll start playing your songs backwards so we can hear about your dog and your wife and your kids.
Lee Kernaghan on Triple M, you're a legend, brother. I'll talk to you. We will talk to you soon.
Okay. Thanks, Ez.
Thanks, Lee.
Bye.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Do we need to... There's a couple of things we need to do here. First of all, are you in love with them?
I think I'm in love with Elle.
That was the start of it, so we'll just play a little bit more because I want your response. All right, Elle's
embarrass me here. I didn't think she would listen to this when I talked about it.
She probably didn't listen to it because she was doing a news.
Exactly.
Let's have a bit of a listen to this.
I couldn't stop staring at her face.
I just heard... Is that coming from Hazeldene's, your boyfriend, Nick? Hang on. Is that him?
I reckon he might be excited, to be honest. I reckon he'd be worried. He might be over the moon. Anyway, so her lips just looked... I just wanted to touch them. They looked really...
Please explain.
Really puffy and pink and large than what I'm used to seeing on her face. I reckon Elle might have had a little bit of work done.
Elle Chettle, what's going on there?
No, can't afford work on my face.
But look at you.
Yeah.
You're like a doll.
I just went to
What is it with the obsession with you, with Elle?
Look at her face.
It's just my face.
Well, I can't see
I'm not even wearing makeup.
She's not even got makeup on.
Hey, look Ez, if you're in love with me, we've got a postal plebiscite coming up.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
I'm with you. I was just thinking. You made me think then, Erin.
I'm starting to figure out that sometimes mums tell porkies. Porky
Erin,
pies.
Wash your mouth out right now.
I'm on the Strepsil. Oh, sound effect. Sorry. Should have known. I'm on the Strepsils today. And mum used to tell me back in the day, if you have too many... Because they were lollies, weren't they, when you were a kid? Butter menthols, you smash back a whole packet. Mum used to tell me that if I had too many Strepsils, I'd get diarrhoea.
Mum used to say to me, similar, but it was with chewing gum, when I'd have too much of my gob, she'd say, if you swallow that, it will stick to your guts.
Never happened.
Don't think it did.
No, I never got sick from too many cough lollies. Mum's lie.
But what was the lie that Mum gave you? You're so much probably still believing away. There's one in particular I've got. Give us a call, 13 27 10. The one that sticks in my mind, is the frown one. Stop frowning. Get that look off your face. If the wind change will stay like that.
Yep, I got that one too.
I reckon I was about 16 before I decided that was a myth.
To be fair, I've got wrinkles from getting excited too much. So they did have a point with that one. 13, 27, 10, there's going to be mums everywhere going, don't foil our plans. But if there's a little mum lie that you know, let us know. 13, 27, 10, the red ring around you if you do a wee in the pool.
Oh,
that's still real, isn't it?
The changes colour altogether.
Yeah.
I actually think you can get liquid for that now. So not back in those days, though. Not when I was a kid.
13, 27, 10. What are the little mum lies that you used to get told?
I've been busy on the phone and I just spoke to a couple of people who wouldn't come on. What is it with your mum? You don't want to offend your mum.
Mum rang me.
Your mum, I know, I just heard.
She wouldn't come on the radio. She said, I don't tell you lies. Well, she did and I've figured them out because I'm smart now that I'm 26.
26, eh?
Apparently, mum used to tell me if I had too many Strepsils or too many butter menthols that I'd get diarrhea because she didn't want me to eat them all at once. It's never happened. Now I'm a grown-up, I have as many as I like.
Yeah, now I think things have changed too with me because mum used to say to me if I did something wrong, and that was fairly often, wait till your father gets home.
Oh, yes, that old chestnut.
Hear the old EH station wagon roll down the driveway and I'd poo my pants. Oh, God, Dad's home. He's normally pretty good, though. I think these days it's wait till Mum gets home.
Yeah, they're the scary ones.
Exactly.
Because I grew up in Queensland, very hot, always in the pool in summer, it was always, if you do a wee in the pool, you'll have a ring around you when you come out.
Yeah.
Tested it a few times.
You're a Bendigo boy. Did Mum ever say to you, if you're naughty, you're going out to the orphanage at St Aidan's?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
You there, Tom?
Yes, mate.
Oh, well, there you are. Did Mum ever say you're heading out to St Aidan's Orphanage if you're a bad boy?
Oh, no, she never used to say that, mate. But she did tell me that when you're eating apples when you're a kid, if you ate the seeds that they'd grow, you'd grow apple trees out your ears.
Yes. Have you ever tested the theory to make sure she was fibbing?
No, I haven't. I haven't. not big on apple course. And then she said, you know, if you make it pull a funny face and the wind will change direction, you're stuck like that forever.
Yeah, that's what happened to Coggo.
Yeah. And just a shout out to Laddo.
Oh, yeah.
Not ringing up anymore.
I heard that copped a bit. Yeah, copped a bit.
I got onto it.
What about the old square eyes? I used to get that. You know, keep watching the telly, you get square eyes.
Yeah, well, I think it's probably more computer screens and Xbox.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Mums.
My little bloke, he just constantly, if he's not playing his Xbox, he's on the computer watching blokes play Xbox.
What's the point of that?
Yeah, true.
Cogo and Ez for breakfast, weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
There's a bit happening, Ez, and you're up and about.
Well, we're a bit weary-eyed, to be honest, because we were up past our bedtime last night, Conks.
8 o'clock.
For a good reason. Pete Murray played at the Alumbra Theatre.
Oh, did he? What? Seriously?
Good show.
They had to call the fire brigade because it was that hot. Just as in his performance.
No, sitting next to me.
Oh, right. Yeah. It wasn't that. Pete, seriously, the guitar's on fire. Pete, you're cooking it.
He looked out in the crowd and he said, "You two, I need to see you again."
He did.
He's here.
He is. Pete Murray.
I'm here. I just couldn't go any longer without, you know, seeing you guys. You know,
that's
amazing.
That's what we thought. Now, great show last night. Thank you. Everyone loved it. Mm-hmm. What did you think of the Alumbra Theatre? It's beautiful.
It's interesting playing in a jail.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Acoustically.
Takes me back.
Tell us about those days, Pete and
Josh. Yeah, let's not go there. Yeah.
Acoustically, it is fantastic. We're very lucky, aren't we, Esther? Oh. We've been a few times, but it just sounds magnificent, like it should, by the way.
We have learnt, though, before your concert, it was a little stressful yesterday afternoon in Bendigo. A few more grey hairs today, Pete. What happened?
Yeah, well, all our gear, we travel with it in a truck. And the truck was supposed to be there at 12 o'clock, and it wasn't. So we started calling.
I shouldn't laugh because we had conversations on it.
So we started calling the driver, and, 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock, no driver. And no one could contact him. We just couldn't get in touch with him. And so everyone was getting a bit concerned he might have had a crash or an accident or something like that. Turns out he was at a funeral. And he just thought that the gig was the next day, so he got it missed. He got it mixed up.
Gee.
Whoops.
There'd been no shortage of people wanting to lend you guitars.
No. So you got here just in time.
Yes. Good. Yes. I mean, I could have used this little beauty I've got here, Aaron.
Let's explain this.
Cracker.
We know.
I thought you said cracker. It is ordinary. Yeah.
We know your gear had to get back on the truck to get to your next gig.
Yes.
So I ducked home and grabbed the guitar my dad bought me for my 12th birthday.
Just describe it, please, Pete Murray.
It's got a lot of dust on it.
It just looks pretty in my lounge room at the moment.
And, you know, it's old. It sounds interesting. It's got a very unique sound.
It's amazing what you can pick up in an op shop, though, or something these days.
That was expensive at the time.
What, $10?
No.
Seriously,
call my dad, he will cough at that.
Oh, will he?
Dan would have spent some cash on this one.
Dan spoils his girls.
We're not related, but you're close enough, Ez and Pete Murray. What's the game?
I'm kind of family.
Yeah. You know, I was adopted.
It's Aaron's uncle. Sean is my best mate. So I went to school together. And when I was 16, we were boarding school. So I used to go and sleep over at your nan's place and your pop's place. And they were kind of like my parents as well. So from about 16, I was pretty much adopted by the family.
Hey.
And, you know, I just became one of them.
So did you know this one here, Ez, growing up?
Yeah, she was such a naughty girl.
Oh,
yeah, tell us more.
Unbelievable. I'm not even going to, I can't even tell you half the stuff she used to do. It's terrible. I hope she's calmed down.
Oh, she has.
Yeah.
Don't worry.
Careful, I'll tell everyone about that jail time you were talking about.
Yeah, okay, let's not go there. Hey, what a beautiful day it's like.
Things have changed. Pete Murray on Triple M with Ez. Now, okay, you've got that crusty old guitar. Seriously, Ez, you can't, I mean, you blow the dust off.
This is a disclaimer to everyone listening.
Oh, here we
this
go.
Is not Pete Murray's guitar. This is my guitar that's been sitting in my lounge room for probably 4 years, unplayed. I don't play it because it scares my dog.
It's been handed down from grandmother, hasn't it?
No.
Seriously.
It's not going too bad at the moment.
She used to have that on the back of the horse and cart, that thing. Is that old? But Pete, do you reckon you can roll out a tune, mate?
If you're any good, you'll make my guitar sound good.
Got it, Pete.
Well, let's see how we go.
Yeah, go for it.
Take it away.
Pete Murray on Triple M.
Got my bags packed, rocket ship set. Guess I'm flying to the moon and back. Yes, it's true. Always want my time with you. Take me bound, take me tight. Hold Hold me one more time before this night is through. Thank God I'm more than friends with you. So take me down to where it all began, and let yourself come over me with all the love that you have. Let me know, can we stay just one more day? In this moment that we've saved, so we don't let this time away. Took a walk, bird in hand, caught your eye with one more glance. Then I knew my happiness belongs to you. So take me down to where it all began, and let yourself come over me with all the love that you have. Let me know, can we stay just one more day in this moment that we've saved, so we don't live this time away.
I tell you what.
That's really good.
You sound great. The guitar sounds great.
It sounds just like that when I play it. Did you know?
Oh, yeah, it does. Yeah. It will now. He's tuned it for Pete Murray on Triple M. Pete, it was good last night. Everybody loved it. Where are you off to next?
Ballarat.
Oh, the Ballarat. You got
don't
a coat?
Bother.
Big jacket.
Yeah, it's pretty chilly there, isn't it?
Very, yeah.
They
yeah.
listen to us in Ballarat, so
which basically
say
means the radio stations are crap over there.
Yeah.
But,
they can hear us. Yeah.
No, it'd be good. And whereabouts in Ballarat? Oh, he's going to look up his phone.
No,
that's cheating.
I know exactly where we're playing. We are playing at the...
The George.
...place in Ballarat.
There's
the
place
Regent.
Called,
the Regent. Yeah, Regent. Yep. Love the Regent. Yep. It's fabulous.
Great.
No, Pete, as far as you're concerned, it does say you've had a break for a while. Did you get a bit of a writer's block, or did you just relax, kick back?
I had a bunch of songs written. I think it's just kind of waiting for producers to be ready to work with. And then the mixing as well. All this stuff took a long time. So in total, it took about like 6 years to finish the album and get it out. So it's pretty ridiculous. And I kind of had a bit of a life too. I've been working pretty hard. The first four albums have been pretty full on. So, I've got two boys and a new wife. So I was kind of hanging out and just, living my life a little bit too. So not getting caught up in the music world.
Good on you, Pete. Speaking of family, we actually know there's a family in Bendigo who... you're pretty close with. They had a family tragedy a few years ago, and you were George's favourite singer, 15-year-old who passed away. And since then, I know personally that the family has told me that without you, they're not sure how they would have dealt with their grief, and you have helped them, and they have asked me to thank you. I know that you get to catch up with them quite a bit as well, but it's pretty incredible the time you give to them.
Well, when I played here, was it 2 years ago, I think I played here?
Yeah, it was about that, yeah.
And it was only like a month or two that Georgia had been killed in an road accident, so it was very tragic. And Kim, her mum, had asked me to come down and just say hello to the friends and family. I didn't know them. I just went down and before the gig and went and said hi, and they were just like crying and a beautiful family.
Yeah.
And then they had the whole front row or first two rows booked out at the theatre.
Yeah.
And an opportunity, when we played opportunity, of course, it was, they were just bawling. The kids were crying. It was so hard for me not to cry that gig. So she'd seen the kids, all her sisters that were they were really in tears, and it was difficult, really difficult to do that. But and after the gig too, we gave them a call and went and caught up with them for a drink.
Awesome.
Yeah, so it was, they're good, nice people.
Yeah, and they speak so highly of you. So good on you for giving your time to them.
Well, it's very rare that happens.
Amazing.
I think Barnsley does it with Sharon from Malden, who's in a wheelchair, and Barnsley will be the first to bring her up the front at the concert. When she goes everywhere that Barnsley goes. But that's special for you to do that, because it'd be easy for you to go, well, that's not my issue. See you later. So good on you, mate.
Yeah.
Well, it's, it's just the sort of person I am. I grew up in the country too, so small town in Chile. You just seem to I know you want to do that for people when they're going through a hard time. If you can help them and bring a little bit of happiness to a sad moment, then that's kind of a nice thing.
Yeah, it is a nice thing, isn't it? Yeah,
yeah. Very nice. You certainly have done that for that family, so good on you, Pete. And you brought a lot of happiness to people at Alumbra last night. It's good to catch up with you. Sorry about my dusty guitar.
Did you want to buy that, mate? We can auction it off.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'll get a dollar, I think, in my bag right now.
If you call my dad and tell dad that you'll pay him a dollar, he'll swear at you and hang up, I reckon.
He would too.
I might change about a dollar for that thing. Yeah. Pete Murray, thanks, mate. Hopefully we have you back at some stage. Might be a little while, but in the meantime, stay safe, and we do appreciate you coming into the Triple M studios, mate.
Thanks, guys.
Enjoy nice Ballarat. Time. Rug up.
Yeah. Thank you. You'll need it. Take that guitar with you, by the way.
Can I?
Sure, mate. Keep it.
Coggo and Ez for breakfast. Weekday mornings from 6 on Triple M.
Yesterday, you have a beautiful job, by the way. You and Felicity hosted... which was a Bendigo Thunder fundraiser with Dr. Susan Alberti.
She is an incredible woman. If you're not sure who she is, she was the former vice president of the Western Bulldogs. She does a lot for medical research in terms of diabetes after losing her daughter to the disease. And she's also been pretty much the person who got women's footy off the ground. And she was incredible to listen to yesterday.
You always know someone special when they get right behind something that wasn't popular for a long time.
Yeah.
And then, you know, when it does get popular, we all go, oh, yeah. But it's always hard to be there when it isn't.
Yeah.
It's easy to get on board.
To fight for it when no one else is on your side. So she's done an incredible job. So it was a beautiful lunch yesterday, a bit of a fundraiser and, you know, sit down meal, etc.
So I thought, Ez, you're going all right. It's a girls' day, so you hosted. I sat in the background producing you. Come on, Ez. No, I didn't do that. But you came over to me and I said, how you going? You going well? And you said, yeah, just one small problem. I said, oh, what's that, Ez? And you said, the drop. I said, what are you talking about?
It's always an issue.
The drop. I said, what'd you drop? He said, do you want me to pick it up? He said, no, the drop, the meal drop. I said, what? She goes, every time it happens to me, there are two meals come out when you go to these functions and you get the wrong one at your table. Seriously, first world problems, Erin.
We've all been there. And usually I cope all right. Shock horror. I go to a lot of weddings, right? And usually at a wedding, it's an alternate drop menu. But you get there and you look at the menu and you shotgun what you want. Especially like if I go with Nick, my partner, then I can say to Nick, all right, this is what I want for entree. This is what I want for main. I'll swap you this for this. And he'll go, yep, cool. And we'll make a little deal. But when you go to a luncheon where you don't really know the person beside you, and I met Jenny, she was lovely, but
where was Jenny
probably
from?
Weren't in a law firm. I can't remember the name of it.
Oh, sorry, yes, Jenny. Yes. Go on, you, Jen. And Mel.
And she was lovely, but we weren't really close enough yet where I could say, do you mind if I have the salmon and you have the chicken? Or you got the sticky date pudding and I got the chocolate brownie and I really want the sticky date pudding. Anyway, we weren't there, so I had to just sit there and suffer. I really wanted the sticky date pudding.
Yeah, it's just terrible. And a couple of words that you used then, I don't think too many would use at a luncheon, alternative drop and shotgun. That's always different. Yeah. So shotgun means what?
Well, you shotgun it. You bags it. You know, bags the steak.
Right.
Shotgun the sticky date pudding. You can have the brownie. So if you're mates with the person next to you, you make a little deal.
Yeah, right.
So they get the entree they want, but you get the main you want. There's a whole system.
It was a great day, but that was the biggest issue you had. Unbelievable, I tell you. Anyway, look.